Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Does your family's schedule look like an endless list of appointments, games, and practices? Does keeping everyone on schedule feel impossible? The Skylight Calendar is here to put an end to your scheduling stress with its all-in-one shared display, visual structure, and color-coded scheduling. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/get30. Go to myskylight.com/get30 for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/get30.
The free beer and hot wings gift council remains in order. We've assembled to help you. Five individuals with an exotic gift-giving background.
Yeah, it's true.
Diverse. Thoughtful. Sensual. Useful. These are all the qualities we'll bring to the table. Let's welcome Adam in West Michigan. Hello, Adam. You need a gift? And what kind of gift are we looking for?
A super raunchy gift for my dad, who has no filter at all and talks with me and my wife about his...
Turn your radio down, or whatever is distracting you that we're hearing in the background. Turn that down.
Yeah, that'll
so
help.
We can get this on board.
There we go. Okay, here I go.
Yeah,
that's a lot better. So a raunchy gift for your dad?
For my dad, yes. And then a very meaningful gift for my stepmom.
Okay. So a raunchy gift for your dad and a meaningful
gift for your stepmom.
Yeah, she's about to have heart surgery.
Okay.
Oh, so you, okay, so really meaningful. Not like
very meaningful, yeah.
Okay. So not like an urn. Okay.
So
no, I hope not.
That would be sad.
Okay.
Adam, have you ever heard of the I love telling people about this website, ruindays.com? R-U-I-N, ruindays.com?
Because no, I haven't.
You can buy your dad a D in a tube. You can buy your dad a go F yourself emoji baiter. You could buy your dad a D-head trophy. You could buy him a big box of D's.
Oh.
And they're gummies.
Oh,
and
a bag of gummy D's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Some
you
gummy
could get
D's.
Him a glitter bomb that's in the shape of a D.
Is everything D related?
Kind of.
If you would eat that, I mean, if it was the other way around, he'd be all for it. But
there's lots of things that aren't D's. There's like smelly poop in a box.
yeah. I mean.
You used to see on old TV shows where they'd go, oh, peanut brittle, and open it and a snake would pop out, which no one ever eats peanut brittle out of a can, but whatever.
Yeah.
This is one, but instead of a snake, it's a wiener. And that thing comes flying out, circumcised and long, pretty slender. I'd go for that one.
Yeah.
If you can find that, you have to send it to me because he would laugh so hard. Well,
Kelly
okay.
just told you it's on the same website we're talking about, ruindays.com.
Ruined
Days. Okay.
What if you got him a blow up doll, but it looked like your stepmom? Then that takes care of both of them.
Or your real mom.
That might ruin both their lives.
Oh, or you could do a half and half face.
Oh, God.
Half your mom, half your stepmom. Best of both worlds,
that
Dad.
Might be more of like a tattoo for a dead body.
Yeah, right? That's going to be trouble. Yeah. All right, meaningful gift for mom going into heart surgery. What kind of heart surgery is it? Like, you know, just one of those little ones or one where they have to open her up and install a zipper?
It's a minor one.
Okay.
Catheter or whatever up both legs to the heart to cauterize the bad parts of her heart.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, go up the femoral artery.
Atrial fibrillation.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, every heart surgery is the real deal. So,
absolutely.
I don't mean to make light of that.
Absolutely.
Even though I said an urn would be a thoughtful gift.
That's all my dad was going through. And then he died for a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not to make you worry.
Now, you don't want a thoughtful gift.
He's alive.
Yeah. He's doing great.
It's fine now.
Got a cardboard cutout. Yeah. You want a thoughtful gift that's not heart-related, right?
Correct, but,
okay.
I mean,
okay,
for Mother's Day, we gave her, like, a plaque of all of her grandchildren. Keep in mind, one of her grandchildren passed away after minutes of being born.
Okay.
So something very, very meaningful.
Okay.
Okay. What about a very, very like decorative like tote with all the grandkids' faces on it to carry baby aspirin in?
What?
Interesting.
Baby aspirin helps for heart attacks.
It's good for the heart. Yeah, oh, you got to take one of those every day.
Now I get it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you got to keep the blood a little thin through there.
I mean, kind of reductive considering they just gave a plaque. Now she has, does everything have to be about these grandkids?
And plaque?
Did she help?
No, but...
With a Q. Yes.
Yeah.
How big is, like, well, I shouldn't ask how big the house is that they live in, but is their house in a state where it could be maybe helpful for them to have someone who comes in and cleans while she's recovering?
Ooh, that's you a could good
gift
idea.
That. You could gift a meal train.
Well, yes, but I mean, my dad takes care of that.
Okay, like, so he's not
solid.
Okay, yeah. He's useful.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good.
Does your dad take care of like hosting face parties, or could we hire someone for that? Because maybe she'd like that thrill for a minute.
Well, Adam, you as a stepson could give her a coupon book filled with sexual favors that you've always fantasized about.
Yeah, right? There you go. Did she raise you, or is it like late in life at a stepmom kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm speechless right now.
I know. You know, we're throwing a lot of great ideas at you.
Sometimes the ideas are so good.
She's been my stepmom for 30 years.
Okay.
So you don't want to
give her stuff like you've already done. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, then you could give your dad the coupon book that's raunchy, and then your dad could gift it to your stepmom as a gift from you to them.
Oh, there we go.
Then like, you don't have to buy two gifts.
My toes.
Yes.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to your dad about what he's into, what she's into.
Yeah.
That sounds
like
good.
Like tickle the back of my knees and lick up my leg.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
Wait, are these things you and your dad have already talked about?
Oddly specific.
Adam, good luck, man. I hope your stepmom ends up being absolutely okay.
Yeah.
And I hope you get some good
gifts.
Thank
you very much.
All right, bud.
I don't feel like we helped him very much.
I think the website for his dad was helpful. I'm not sure we moved the meters for mom.
Well,
stepmom.
I mean, yeah, that one's easier to figure out like what not to get her. Like porno don't get her
request
a can
book.
Full of bacon grease. You know, like stuff like that. Like stay away from that.
Pack carton of smokes.
Just go to the grocery store and buy everything that says heart healthy on it.
Yeah.
Butter of the month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's your box of Cheerios. The stupid little bee says this is good for you.
Yeah.
Maybe but not like, even the fun flavors.
Oh. Yeah, is there like lettuce of the month? Like that would be good.
Yeah. Oh, you
lean
get
proteins of the month?
You get children's Tylenol with your initials on it, like how people do with M&Ms.
Or those little hearts.
Oh, yeah. Personalized
candy
bear
hearts.
Aspirins.
Yes.
They're so small, though.
I know.
I mean, it would, those baby aspirin.
Man, that would be
really
tough.
Little.
Mm-hmm. But then she could get her grandchildren's faces imprinted on them. And then every time she takes one, she could say, they're saving my life.
Oh, yeah. And then you could get her one of those little spy glasses that you put up to your eye and, like, you know, a magnifying glass. And like when you get somebody a locket, you know, you gotta hold through it, you know.
But they're old, so you know they're not gonna be able to see it unless you hold it 8 yards away
from
them.
Like if you put a face on a baby aspirin, that's gonna be really hard to see unless you have a magnifying glass.
Adam should hand carve it himself.
This text.
Every individual baby aspirin.
It'd take a while.
Kelly is known to be one of the worst gift givers ever, but she is killing it with these ideas. Maybe she should try to buy gifts for her family like they're strangers.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the most recent gift that I got?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'd love it.
My uncle died a couple years ago, and my aunt's been real sad since then. And I've obviously...
This is a hell of a lead-in already.
It's a terrible way to get straight to it, but I'm going to get straight to it. I bought her this book called I'm Glad My Mom Died, and then another one that said Crying in H-Mart. It's about people dying, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And so I told her in the card, I said, this could be a total flop. And if so, feel free to send those books back to me, because I would love to read them. But
yeah, take this bad gift and pay to ship them.
Yeah, once again, here's a gift from Kelly because Kelly likes it.
Well, I want to read them. And so when I bought them for her, I did. I bought the I'm Glad My Mom Died on Audible. And then I bought Crying in H-Mart. I went back to buy it. And then when she got her gift, she called me and she was laughing. And I was so glad.
I think that's actually a really good gift.
Because I told her, and there's a third book in there about a woman who had to kind of start over, not necessarily after loss, but after divorce. Mm-hmm. And I've told her, I'm like, I know what it's like to be depressed after tragedy. And nothing helped for years. Nothing helped. And
did you get her that vibrator you told everybody about?
Yes,
too?
I got her that too. Yeah. No, I didn't really.
Did you get her?
She's like, what?
Did you get accessories for your Jeep?
No.
Go, you'll probably love these.
I drive an Accord. I called my dad afterwards and I was like, hey, Dad, this is what I got your sister. You think she's going to like it? And he's like, it's going to be really hit or miss. We're not sure yet. But when she called me and was excited about it and said thank you, I was like, whoo. Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
That is a good one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.